The Relationship Cure, a 5-step guide to strengthening your marriage, family, and friendships. By John Gottman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Relationship Cure, a 5-step guide to strengthening your marriage, family, and friendships by John Gottman is a book that provides readers with a comprehensive guide to improving their relationships. The book is divided into 5 sections, each of which focuses on a different aspect of relationships. The first section focuses on understanding the dynamics of relationships and how to create a strong foundation for them. The second section focuses on communication and how to effectively communicate with others. The third section focuses on conflict resolution and how to manage disagreements. The fourth section focuses on creating a positive environment and how to foster a healthy relationship. The fifth section focuses on creating a lasting bond and how to maintain a strong relationship. Throughout the book, Gottman provides readers with practical advice and exercises to help them strengthen their relationships. He also provides readers with an in-depth look at the science behind relationships and how to use it to their advantage. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their relationships and create lasting bonds. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your emotional responses. It is important to be aware of your own emotional responses to situations and to be able to recognize and manage them. This will help you to better understand and respond to the emotions of others. Understanding your emotional responses is an important part of being able to effectively manage your emotions and relationships. It is important to be aware of your own emotional reactions to situations and to be able to recognize and manage them. This will help you to better understand and respond to the emotions of others. Being able to recognize and manage your own emotions will help you to better understand and respond to the emotions of others. It will also help you to better manage conflicts and disagreements, as well as to build stronger relationships. When you are aware of your own emotional responses, you can take steps to manage them. This can include taking a few moments to pause and reflect on the situation, or to take a few deep breaths to help you relax. You can also practice self-care activities such as journaling, meditating, or engaging in physical activity. Taking the time to understand your own emotional responses can help you to better manage your emotions and relationships. It is also important to be aware of how your emotions can affect your relationships. Being able to recognize and manage your own emotions can help you to better understand and respond to the emotions of others. It can also help you to better manage conflicts and disagreements, as well as to build stronger relationships. Taking the time to understand your own emotional responses can help you to better manage your emotions and relationships. Main idea number 2. Communicate effectively. Effective communication is essential for healthy relationships. This includes being able to express yourself clearly, listening actively, and being able to resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. Communicating effectively is an important part of any relationship. It involves being able to express yourself clearly, listening actively, and being able to resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. This means being able to express your thoughts and feelings in a way that is respectful and non-judgmental. It also means being able to listen to the other person's point of view and understanding their perspective. Finally, it means being able to work together to find a solution to any disagreements or conflicts that may arise. Effective communication is essential for healthy relationships. It helps to build trust and understanding between two people and can help to prevent misunderstandings and disagreements from escalating into bigger issues. It also helps to create a safe and supportive environment where both parties can feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and feelings. In order to communicate effectively, it is important to be aware of your own emotions and reactions, as well as those of the other person. It is also important to be patient and understanding, and to be willing to compromise. Finally, it is important to be open and honest with each other, and to be willing to work together to find a solution that works for both of you. Main idea number 3. Create a culture of appreciation. Showing appreciation for your partner, family, and friends is an important part of creating a positive relationship. This includes expressing gratitude, giving compliments, and recognizing the efforts of others. Creating a culture of appreciation is essential for any relationship to thrive. It involves expressing gratitude, giving compliments, and recognizing the efforts of others. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as through verbal communication, written notes, or even small gifts. It is important to remember that appreciation should be genuine and sincere, and not just a way to get something in return. When showing appreciation, it is important to be specific. Instead of simply saying, "thank you," try to explain why you are grateful. This will help the other person to understand the impact of their actions and feel appreciated. Additionally, it is important to be consistent in showing appreciation. This will help to create a culture of appreciation in the relationship, where both parties feel valued and appreciated. Finally, it is important to remember that appreciation is not just about receiving, but also about giving. Showing appreciation for your partner, family, and friends is a two-way street. It is important to take the time to recognize the efforts of others and to express your own gratitude for the things they do for you. This will help to create a culture of appreciation in the relationship, where both parties feel valued and appreciated. Main idea number 4. Develop empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. Developing empathy will help you to better understand and respond to the needs of others. Developing empathy is an important skill to have in order to build strong relationships with others. It involves being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and understanding their feelings and experiences. This can help you to better understand their needs and respond to them in a more meaningful way. It can also help you to build trust and create a deeper connection with the other person. To develop empathy, it is important to practice active listening. This involves really paying attention to what the other person is saying and trying to understand their perspective. It is also important to be open to the other person's feelings and experiences, even if they are different from your own. Finally, it is important to be patient and non-judgmental when listening to the other person. Developing empathy can be a difficult process, but it is an important skill to have in order to build strong relationships with others. It can help you to better understand and respond to the needs of others and create a deeper connection with them. Main idea number 5. Manage conflict. Conflict is inevitable in relationships, but it can be managed in a constructive manner. This includes being able to identify and express your needs, being able to compromise, and being able to resolve conflicts in a respectful manner. Managing conflict in relationships is an important skill to have. It involves being able to identify and express your needs, being able to compromise, and being able to resolve conflicts in a respectful manner. It is important to remember that conflict is inevitable in relationships, but it can be managed in a constructive way. When managing conflict, it is important to be able to identify and express your needs. This means being able to communicate your feelings and needs in a clear and respectful way. It is also important to be able to listen to the other person's needs and feelings. This will help to ensure that both parties are heard and understood. Compromise is also an important part of managing conflict. This means being willing to give and take in order to reach a mutually beneficial solution. It is important to remember that compromise does not mean giving up your needs, but rather finding a way to meet both of your needs. Finally, it is important to be able to resolve conflicts in a respectful manner. This means being able to talk through the issue and come to a resolution that both parties can agree on. It is important to remember that it is okay to disagree, but it is important to do so in a respectful way. Managing conflict in relationships is an important skill to have. It involves being able to identify and express your needs, being able to compromise, and being able to resolve conflicts in a respectful manner. By following these steps, you can ensure that conflicts are managed in a constructive way and that both parties are heard and respected. Main idea number 6. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries is important for maintaining healthy relationships. This includes being able to say no when necessary, being able to set limits, and being able to respect the boundaries of others. Setting boundaries is an essential part of any healthy relationship. It is important to be able to say no when necessary, to set limits, and to respect the boundaries of others. This helps to ensure that everyone involved in the relationship is comfortable and respected. It also helps to create a sense of trust and understanding between the parties involved. When setting boundaries, it is important to be clear and direct about what is acceptable and what is not. It is also important to be consistent in enforcing the boundaries that have been set. This helps to ensure that everyone involved in the relationship is aware of the expectations and is held accountable for their actions. It is also important to be open to negotiation and compromise when it comes to setting boundaries. This helps to ensure that everyone involved in the relationship is able to express their needs and wants in a respectful manner. It also helps to create a sense of mutual respect and understanding between the parties involved. Setting boundaries is an important part of any healthy relationship. It helps to ensure that everyone involved in the relationship is respected and that their needs and wants are taken into consideration. It also helps to create a sense of trust and understanding between the parties involved. Main idea number 7. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself is essential for maintaining healthy relationships. This includes getting enough rest, eating a balanced diet, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Practicing self-care is an important part of maintaining healthy relationships. This means taking the time to get enough rest, eating a balanced diet, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Self-care is not only beneficial for your physical health, but it can also help to improve your mental and emotional well-being. When you take the time to take care of yourself, you are better able to show up for your relationships in a positive way. Self-care can look different for everyone. It could be taking a long walk, reading a book, or spending time with friends. It could also be taking a break from technology, going to therapy, or taking a yoga class. Whatever it is, it should be something that brings you joy and helps you to relax. Taking the time to practice self-care can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being, which can in turn help to strengthen your relationships. Main idea number 8. Foster intimacy. Intimacy is an important part of any relationship. This includes being able to share your thoughts and feelings, being able to be vulnerable, and being able to express physical affection. Fostering intimacy in relationships is essential for creating a strong bond between two people. Intimacy involves being able to share your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, being able to be vulnerable, and being able to express physical affection. It is important to create an environment where both people feel safe to express themselves and be vulnerable. This can be done by creating a space where both people can talk openly and honestly about their feelings and experiences. It is also important to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, where both people feel comfortable expressing their needs and desires. Additionally, physical affection is an important part of fostering intimacy, as it helps to create a sense of closeness and connection. Fostering intimacy in relationships takes time and effort, but it is worth it in the end. It is important to be patient and understanding with each other, and to be willing to work through any issues that arise. It is also important to be open to trying new things and to be willing to compromise. Finally, it is important to remember that intimacy is not just about physical affection, but also about emotional connection and understanding. By fostering intimacy in relationships, you can create a strong bond that will last for years to come. Main idea number 9. Create a shared vision. Creating a shared vision for your relationship is important for creating a sense of connection and purpose. This includes being able to discuss your hopes and dreams, being able to set goals, and being able to work together to achieve them. Creating a shared vision for your relationship is essential for fostering a strong connection and purpose. This involves being able to openly discuss your hopes and dreams, setting goals, and working together to achieve them. It is important to remember that a shared vision is not just about what you want, but also about what your partner wants. It is important to take the time to listen to each other and understand each other's perspectives. This will help you to create a vision that is mutually beneficial and that both of you can work towards. When creating a shared vision, it is important to be realistic and to set achievable goals. It is also important to be flexible and to be willing to adjust your vision as needed. This will help to ensure that your vision is something that both of you can work towards and that it is something that you can both be proud of. Creating a shared vision for your relationship is an important step in strengthening your bond and creating a sense of purpose. It is important to take the time to discuss your hopes and dreams, set achievable goals, and work together to achieve them. This will help to ensure that your relationship is strong and that you are both working towards a common goal. Main idea number 10. Develop trust. Trust is essential for any relationship. This includes being able to be honest and open with each other, being able to rely on each other, and being able to forgive each other. Developing trust is essential for any relationship. It involves being honest and open with each other, being able to rely on each other, and being able to forgive each other. When trust is established, it creates a strong foundation for a relationship to grow and flourish. It allows both parties to feel secure and comfortable in the relationship, knowing that they can trust each other. It also allows for a greater level of communication, as both parties can be open and honest with each other without fear of judgment or criticism. Trust also allows for a greater level of understanding and empathy, as both parties can better understand each other's feelings and perspectives. Finally, trust allows for a greater level of commitment, as both parties can be confident that the other will remain loyal and devoted to the relationship. Building trust in a relationship takes time and effort. It requires both parties to be open and honest with each other, to be reliable and dependable, and to be willing to forgive each other. It also requires both parties to be patient and understanding, to be willing to compromise, and to be willing to work together to resolve any issues that arise. By taking the time to build trust in a relationship, both parties can be confident that the relationship will be strong and lasting. Main idea number 11. Respect differences. Respect for each other's differences is essential for any relationship. This includes being able to accept and appreciate each other's unique perspectives, being able to compromise, and being able to celebrate each other's successes. Respect for each other's differences is essential for any relationship. This means being able to accept and appreciate each other's unique perspectives, being able to compromise, and being able to celebrate each other's successes. It is important to recognize that everyone is different and that these differences should be respected. This means being open to different opinions, beliefs, and values, and being willing to learn from each other. It also means being willing to listen to each other's point of view and to be open to compromise. Respect for each other's differences also means being able to celebrate each other's successes and to be supportive of each other's goals. This can help to create a strong bond between two people and can help to strengthen any relationship. Respect for each other's differences is also important in terms of communication. It is important to be able to communicate openly and honestly with each other, without fear of judgment or criticism. This means being able to express your feelings and opinions without fear of being judged or criticized. It also means being able to listen to each other's point of view without feeling the need to be right or to prove the other person wrong. Respect for each other's differences also means being able to disagree without being disagreeable. This means being able to disagree without attacking each other or becoming defensive. Respect for each other's differences is essential for any relationship. It is important to recognize that everyone is different and that these differences should be respected. This means being open to different opinions, beliefs, and values, and being willing to learn from each other. It also means being able to communicate openly and honestly with each other, without fear of judgment or criticism. Respect for each other's differences also means being able to celebrate each other's successes and to be supportive of each other's goals. This can help to create a strong bond between two people and can help to strengthen any relationship. Main idea number 12. Practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is an important part of any relationship. This includes being able to let go of resentments, being able to accept apologies, and being able to move forward. Practicing forgiveness is essential for any relationship to thrive. It involves being able to let go of resentments, being able to accept apologies, and being able to move forward. It is important to remember that forgiveness does not mean that you condone the behavior that caused the hurt, but rather that you are willing to let go of the anger and hurt that it caused. It is also important to remember that forgiveness is a process and it may take time to fully forgive someone. When practicing forgiveness, it is important to be honest with yourself and the other person. Acknowledge the hurt that was caused and express your feelings in a respectful way. It is also important to be open to hearing the other person's perspective and understanding why they acted the way they did. This can help to create a space for healing and understanding. Finally, it is important to remember that forgiveness is a choice. It is not always easy, but it is an important part of any relationship. By practicing forgiveness, you can create a stronger bond with the other person and move forward in a healthier way. Main idea number 13. Manage stress. Stress can have a negative impact on relationships. This includes being able to recognize and manage stress, being able to take time for yourself, and being able to ask for help when needed. Managing stress is an important part of maintaining healthy relationships. Stress can have a negative impact on relationships, and it is important to be able to recognize and manage it. Taking time for yourself is essential in order to reduce stress and maintain a healthy relationship. This can include activities such as exercise, meditation, or simply taking a break from the situation. It is also important to be able to ask for help when needed. Talking to a friend, family member, or professional can help to reduce stress and provide support. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the signs of stress in yourself and your partner, and to be able to communicate about it. By recognizing and managing stress, relationships can be strengthened and maintained. Main idea number 14. Create rituals. Creating rituals is important for maintaining connection and closeness in relationships. This includes being able to set aside time for special activities, being able to celebrate special occasions, and being able to create meaningful traditions. Creating rituals is an important part of any relationship. It helps to create a sense of connection and closeness between two people, and can be a great way to celebrate special occasions and create meaningful traditions. Rituals can be as simple as having a weekly date night, or as elaborate as taking a yearly vacation together. Whatever the ritual, it should be something that both partners look forward to and enjoy. Rituals can also be used to help strengthen relationships during difficult times. For example, if one partner is feeling overwhelmed or stressed, the other partner can create a ritual to help them relax and reconnect. This could be something as simple as taking a walk together, or as elaborate as a weekend getaway. Whatever the ritual, it should be something that both partners can enjoy and look forward to. Creating rituals is an important part of any relationship, and can help to create a sense of connection and closeness between two people. It can also be a great way to celebrate special occasions and create meaningful traditions. So take the time to create rituals that both partners can enjoy and look forward to, and you'll be sure to strengthen your relationship. Main idea number 15. Make time for fun. Making time for fun activities is important for any relationship. This includes being able to laugh together, being able to enjoy shared interests, and being able to take time for yourself. Making time for fun activities is essential for any relationship. It is important to be able to laugh together, to share interests, and to take time for yourself. When couples make time for fun, it helps to strengthen their bond and create a more positive atmosphere. It can also help to reduce stress and tension in the relationship. Having fun together can be as simple as going for a walk, playing a game, or watching a movie. It can also be more elaborate, such as taking a vacation or going on a weekend getaway. Whatever the activity, it is important to make sure that both partners are enjoying themselves and that the activity is something that both of them can participate in. Making time for fun activities can also help to build trust and communication in the relationship. When couples are able to enjoy each other's company and have fun together, it can help to create a stronger bond between them. It can also help to foster a sense of understanding and respect for each other. Making time for fun activities is an important part of any relationship. It can help to strengthen the bond between partners, reduce stress, and build trust and communication. Taking the time to enjoy each other's company and have fun together can be a great way to keep the relationship healthy and happy. Main idea number 16. Show gratitude. Showing gratitude is an important part of any relationship. This includes being able to express appreciation, being able to recognize the efforts of others, and being able to give compliments. Showing gratitude is an essential part of any relationship. It is a way of expressing appreciation for the efforts of others and of recognizing the value of their contributions. It is also a way of giving compliments and expressing admiration for the people in our lives. Gratitude can be expressed in many ways, from verbal expressions of appreciation to small gestures of kindness. When we show gratitude, we are acknowledging the importance of the people in our lives and the value of their contributions. This can help to strengthen relationships and build trust. It can also help to create a sense of connection and belonging. Showing gratitude can also help to foster a sense of mutual respect and understanding. Showing gratitude is an important part of any relationship. It is a way of expressing appreciation and recognizing the efforts of others. It is also a way of giving compliments and expressing admiration for the people in our lives. Showing gratitude can help to strengthen relationships, build trust, and foster a sense of mutual respect and understanding. Main idea number 17. Listen actively. Active listening is essential for any relationship. This includes being able to give your full attention, being able to ask questions, and being able to provide feedback. Active listening is an important skill for any relationship. It involves being able to give your full attention to the other person, being able to ask questions to gain a better understanding of their perspective, and being able to provide feedback in a respectful and constructive manner. Active listening is essential for any relationship to be successful, as it allows both parties to feel heard and understood. It also helps to build trust and respect between the two parties, as it shows that you are genuinely interested in what the other person has to say. Active listening also helps to foster open communication, as it encourages both parties to express their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. By actively listening to the other person, you are showing that you value their opinion and that you are willing to work together to find a solution. Active listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying, but also about understanding their perspective. This means being able to ask questions to gain a better understanding of their point of view, and being able to provide feedback in a respectful and constructive manner. It also means being able to recognize and acknowledge the other person's feelings, even if you don't necessarily agree with them. Active listening is an important skill for any relationship, as it helps to build trust and respect between the two parties, and encourages open communication. By actively listening to the other person, you are showing that you value their opinion and that you are willing to work together to find a solution. Main idea number 18. Express feelings. Expressing your feelings is important for any relationship. This includes being able to identify and express your emotions, being able to share your thoughts and feelings, and being able to communicate in a respectful manner. Expressing your feelings is an essential part of any relationship. It is important to be able to identify and express your emotions in a healthy way, as well as to be able to share your thoughts and feelings with your partner. This can help to create a deeper understanding between the two of you, and can help to build a stronger bond. It is also important to communicate in a respectful manner, as this can help to ensure that your feelings are heard and respected. By expressing your feelings in a healthy way, you can help to create a more meaningful and fulfilling relationship. When expressing your feelings, it is important to be mindful of your partner's feelings as well. It is important to be aware of how your words and actions may affect them, and to be respectful of their feelings. It is also important to be open to hearing their thoughts and feelings, and to be willing to compromise when necessary. By being mindful of each other's feelings, you can help to create a more harmonious relationship. Expressing your feelings can also help to create a sense of trust and understanding between the two of you. When you are able to share your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, it can help to create a deeper connection between the two of you. This can help to create a stronger bond, and can help to ensure that your relationship is built on a foundation of trust and understanding. Main idea number 19. Make decisions together. Making decisions together is important for any relationship. This includes being able to discuss options, being able to compromise, and being able to reach a consensus. Making decisions together is an essential part of any relationship. It is important to be able to discuss options, compromise, and reach a consensus. This helps to ensure that both parties are happy with the outcome and that the decision is made in a way that is beneficial to both parties. It also helps to build trust and understanding between the two parties, as they are both involved in the decision-making process. This can help to strengthen the relationship and create a more harmonious atmosphere. When making decisions together, it is important to be open and honest with each other. This means being willing to listen to each other's opinions and ideas, and being willing to compromise. It is also important to be respectful of each other's opinions and to be willing to negotiate. This helps to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome and that the decision is made in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Making decisions together can also help to build a stronger bond between the two parties. By working together to make decisions, it can help to create a sense of unity and understanding between the two parties. This can help to create a stronger relationship and can help to ensure that both parties are happy with the outcome. Making decisions together is an important part of any relationship. It is important to be able to discuss options, compromise, and reach a consensus. This helps to ensure that both parties are happy with the outcome and that the decision is made in a way that is beneficial to both parties. It also helps to build trust and understanding between the two parties, as they are both involved in the decision-making process. This can help to strengthen the relationship and create a more harmonious atmosphere. Main idea number 20. Take responsibility. Taking responsibility for your actions is essential for any relationship. This includes being able to apologize, being able to accept responsibility, and being able to make amends. Taking responsibility for your actions is an important part of any relationship. It means being able to recognize when you have made a mistake, and being willing to take ownership of it. It also means being able to apologize for your mistakes, and to make amends for any harm that you may have caused. Taking responsibility also means being able to accept responsibility for your actions, and to learn from them. This can help to build trust and respect in a relationship, and can help to create a stronger bond between two people. Taking responsibility also means being able to recognize when you have done something wrong, and being willing to make changes in order to improve the situation. This can involve changing your behavior, or making an effort to understand the other person's perspective. It also means being willing to listen to feedback and criticism, and to take it into consideration when making decisions. Taking responsibility for your actions can help to create a healthier and more positive relationship. Finally, taking responsibility for your actions means being able to forgive yourself and others. This can help to create a more compassionate and understanding relationship, and can help to foster a sense of mutual respect. Taking responsibility for your actions can help to create a stronger and more meaningful relationship, and can help to create a more positive and fulfilling life.